This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at comparisons of milk replacers and milk in young calves. This was in the May issue of the Journal of Dairy Science, coming from Dr. Jim Drinkley's lab here at the University of Illinois, comparing alternate energy sources here in dairy animals and seeing if milk has some advantages over milk replacer. So we're going to look at some of the biological factors that are found in milk, may not be found in milk replacer here, and then look at some impacts of lactose and fat feeding on these calves as well. The research was based on 29 male Holstein calves. In the first 5 days of these animals, the young calves were backgrounded, and then they were exposed to three different studies here for the next 3 weeks to evaluate their response. So the first one would be a conventional milk replacer. This is fed at about 14% of the body weight, containing a 22% crude protein, a 21% fat level, and 49% lactose. They then went to a high milk fat milk replacer, which would be similar to whole milk. So it analyzed out at a 25% crude protein, 27% fat, and lower levels of lactose at 40%. Then the third group would have been whole milk, here at the University of Illinois farm, and that would be very similar to the high-fat milk replacer containing 25% crude protein, 27% fat, and 42% lactose. So the results were interesting, Bill. First of all, there was really no difference in final body weight or gain-to-feed ratios. All three sources of nutrients provided optimal performance here. The greatest average daily gain, however, occurred with the conventional milk replacer being fed to these calves. There were a higher fecal score in those calves that had the higher fat milk replacer being fed in the experiment, and the high fat milk replacer had a lower level of protein deposition in these calves when they were analyzed. The energy of the metabolizable energy for growth was similar in all three of these liquid diets fed to these calves as well. And there was a greater protein efficiency with the whole milk phase or the controlled milk here in these calves. There were really no differences in insulin levels, plasma protein, or IGF-1, which is basically a growth stimulating a product that you'll find in the bloodstream of dairy cattle. Glucose levels were higher when we fed milk to these calves. And actually, the level of plasma, urea, nitrogen, and NEFAs, non-esteric fatty acids, was lower in milk-fed calves. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that in this study here, we found that whole milk was a bit more efficient, especially when we look at protein deposition here. And whole milk had the lower scour days in this study with these 29 calves. All the diets were equal in terms of crude protein and net energy, metabolizable energy available for these calves as well. A high lactose diet resulted in a greater average daily gain and a bit more lean growth here in the profile. And certainly we had a better profile in the blood from those animals that were fed milk. And that makes sense because we know milk has a much better amino acid profile compared to milk replacers, which were usually based on whey protein and be using lard or tallow as a fat source compared to milk fat in milk itself. So our take-home message is we can look at these three liquid diets. There are differences in performances with them, and certainly whole milk was a winner. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
What is the connection between farmers' markets across the country, perhaps your local venue, and USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service? AMS's Americo Vega says first and foremost,
we don't regulate farmers markets. We do provide a lot of resources.
Support includes grant opportunities via the Farmers Market Promotion Program.
This is a program that farmers markets can apply, and it doesn't have to be farmers markets exclusively. It can be any organization who's trying to improve direct marketing for farmers.
As well as resources.
The USDA's local food directories. The farmers market directory is the main one. We have close to 7,000 listings. The main purpose is to connect consumers with farmers.
And research into farmers markets and their connections to local economies. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.